The role of Atlanta's African-American leaders in the civil rights movement is well documented, but the city's Jewish community supported the struggle too. This is the 150th anniversary year of Atlanta's oldest synagogue called the Temple. WABE's Amy Kiley reports the milestone has become an opportunity to honor the Temple's civil rights legacy.
The synagogue is on Peachtree Street in Midtown. This year, the Georgia Historical Society declared it an official stop on the Georgia Civil Rights Trail. Society President Todd Gross spoke at the ceremony.
I can't think of a better place to learn about the story of the civil rights movement in this state and the struggle in the city of Atlanta than right here at the Temple.
That's because when Rabbi Jacob Rothschild arrived at the Temple in 1946, he made social justice a priority. After all, the Temple's real name is the Hebrew Benevolent Congregation. His widow, Janice Rothschild Bloomberg, remembers.
Rabbi Rothschild had spoken out against segregation and against the treatment that African Americans were getting in the South from the time he came to Atlanta. He had done it in very small doses.
Small doses because of the lynching a few decades earlier of Temple member Leo Frank. Frank was accused of murdering a 13-year-old girl named Mary Fagan. When the governor wouldn't allow his execution, an angry mob dragged him out of prison and hanged him from a tree. That group called itself the Knights of Mary Fagan. Its members went on to form the modern Ku Klux Klan. That's why some Temple members were terrified when Rothschild started speaking out.
A woman with horror in her voice and her face said, "What's he going to do to us, start the Frank case all over again?"
But Rabbi Rothschild was undeterred. Current Temple Rabbi Peter Berg.
He gave sermon after sermon after sermon about integration and racial justice. There were members who sometimes stormed out of the sermon. There were board members who said, "You have to stop. We don't need to hear this sermon every single week." Rabbi Rothschild was relentless.
Berg says soon Rothschild's advocacy spread beyond his pulpit.
Because he spoke on behalf of the Jewish community to the entire religious community and really to all of Atlanta.
Tension over that advocacy came to a head the morning of October 12, 1958. That's when a bomb shook the Temple and left part of it in ruins. An anonymous caller later took credit for the destruction on behalf of white supremacists. Atlanta's Alliance Theater reenacted the bombing earlier this year for the 150th anniversary of the Temple. Actors read witness accounts.
In the debris was a clock, stopped at exactly 3:37. And next to the clock, there were the children's choir robes.
I went straight to the Temple to see if it was still there, looking up the crumbled columns and debris.
It was an act designed to strike terror into the hearts of men.
But the bombing didn't silence the Temple's message. It amplified it. It prompted more Temple members and even city leaders to speak out against anti-Semitism and racism. Then Atlanta Mayor William Hartsfield talked to WSB-TV the very day of the bombing, with the rubble at his back.
We are shocked and amazed that this awful thing could happen in our midst. My friends, here you see the end result of bigotry and intolerance.
Five known white supremacists were arrested for the bombing. None were convicted. Still, the Temple's civil rights work continued. Members helped integrate Atlanta schools in the 1960s. Rothschild co-organized a banquet after Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. won the Nobel Peace Prize, despite a threatened boycott from white elites. The Temple's current Rabbi Berg says its members still work for social justice today.
On some level, the anti-Semitism and the hatred and the racial injustice that still exists in our world is so blatant, we have to speak truth to power. That's always been the Jewish way. That's always been the Temple way.
Amy Kiley, WABE News.